So we're doing Sanhedrin, Ayin Ches Amin Aleph, Tanu Rabbanan, second line. So he says, Tanu Rabbanan, Hikahu Asar Bnei Adam Basara Maklos Umeis. So if 10 people hit him with 10 sticks and he dies, Bein Bebas Achas, Bein Bezecher Zepturim. So whether they do it simultaneously or they do it one after the other, they're all Pater. Okay? They're all Pater. Okay. So if they do it one after the other, then the last guy is chayev. Because he made his death closer. Okay? His death closer.
Jeremy? Yeah, okay, we're starting now, right? We'll start first.
So it's funny, they made his death closer. You think it would say, because he killed him. Right. Made his death closer. Okay. So it seems like everyone agrees, if they all kill him simultaneously, they're all pater. Right? Presumably because it lacks in like real Maaser Ritzicha. No one guy is doing Maaser Ritzicha. It's like some sort of a partial deal, or it's a group action. That's not you're not chai for that. Right? That kind of makes sense. But if it's built one after the other, so that's the machlokas. Is the last guy chai or is the last guy not chai? Well, what's more, before we get into it, what do you think? Should the last guy be chayev or not?
Depends on where they're hitting him. Is everyone hitting him hard enough to kill him?
Well, he wasn't dead after the other guys, right? I mean, the 10th guys who killed him.
So you think only the 10th guy?
Right, so you think, why not? Why shouldn't the 10th guy be chayev? If the 9 guys hit him, he wasn't dead. Now the 10th guy can't even hit him, so they hit him, but they didn't kill him. You know, chayev for hitting a guy, chayev for killing a guy. So the only guy who killed him is the last guy, you'd think, right? Why should the last guy be pater? He killed him, so there's 9 other guys. Who cares if 9 other guys dead? Okay. But it's apparently, it's funny though, then he said, Meshakir Vesmisasa, because he made it closer. So let's see. Let's get more explains a little bit. So Amar Rav Yochanan, tries to explain this machlokas. V'shneya mikra echa darsha. They both get it from the same pasuk. Okay, they both learn the same pasuk. Namely, v'isht kiyake kol nefesh adam. When a person who hits, and he... any nefesh, any soul, any human soul, okay, all human soul, okay, call nefesh. That's what they say. They should have said ish kiyaka nefesh, the person who hits another soul, another person. But it says any person who hits all human souls or something like that, right? So it's saying is. So how do you learn the pasuk? Rabbanan sabri kol nefesh ad ika kol nefesh. The Rabbanan say, kol nefesh, means you have to hit the entire nefesh. So since there were 9 people before you who hit some of the nefesh, so therefore you're not chayev for doing the last part of the nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda sub mimsera savar, exactly the opposite, kol nefesh, kol du nefesh. He says, all nefesh, any amount of nefesh. So who cares if it's a tiny bit of nefesh, it doesn't matter. Okay, so it's like one guy learns it has to be the whole nefesh, and the one says, no, any amount of nefesh. Does kol mean all the nefesh, the whole nefesh, or it means kol dehu nefesh, any amount of nefesh? And it's funny, I mean, it's funny that you could, like, Vimdaik, you know, take the same word and read it exact opposite ways. Right? Okay, Rezer Rashi. Ad di'ika kol nefesh, you have to have the entire nefesh, so why don't you have the entire nefesh? V'kivan demitchila sayya'u. So since from originally, from the beginning of the hitting, the other guys helped you with his death, so you don't have the entire nefesh, entire life, with the last guy's hit. So he's kind of looking at it like the first 9 guys helped him, and the last guy is only doing part of the nefesh. Okay? And you'll do the whole nefesh, but here you're not doing the whole nefesh. It's true you're doing the last drop, but they did the first 9 drops. So you're not chayv unless you do the whole nefesh. That's Tanakhama. And Rabbi Yehuda says, kol dehu nefesh. Afilu mitzasa, any amount of nefesh, even a little bit. Umehu hecha deiko v'vas achas lo katlin on the kulu de ish kiyaka merchana v'lo shenayim sheiko. So if it's kol dehu nefesh, any little bit you're chayav for, so then why if 10 guys simultaneously don't say each guy's doing a little bit? So he says, no, because then the action is a group action, and that's a separate limit, that you have to have a killer, a single killer, not a group killer. But here, when the first 9 guys did it, and then the last guy does it, so that last guy is doing the Kaldu Nefesh, a tiny bit of the Nefesh. Even not the whole Nefesh, but who cares? Even a little bit, you're chayef for. Okay? Fine. Okay, so far so good? So you think at this point we should define it. Right? I mean, you think the Gemara would be done. Right? But it's not. It's not. That was Rabbi Yochanan. Now Rava comes along and explains things further. Amar Rava. Right, so far it says it's a question how you learn the Pasuk, right? That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Now Rava comes along and continues. Hakol modim b'horeges ha-treifa shu'patar. Everyone agrees if you hit a treifa. Okay, like Rashi says, like it was a hole in his lung or in his brain. Okay, a treifa is like, he's definitely going to die. Okay, a guy's a treifa. He's like, there's a certain mortal wound, which is definitely going to die. So everyone agrees if you kill a treifa, then definitely you're patar. Okay, he's like, dead man. Ubigosis b'deshimayim shu'chayev. And everyone also agrees that if you kill a guy who is a goses, so, oh, I'm sorry. Hey, I skipped another Rashi. Shu pater. Why are you pater by a kill trefa? I mean, the law of ligube, no one argues about a trefa. Shema min akivin deni karim chaticha simanim chiyuso gavra k'tilo chashavlai. So since it's noticeable that his, like, simanim are cut, he has a hole in his lung, so his life, he's like a guy, we consider him like a gavra k'tilo, like a dead man. But Pigulus is Bishamayam. Goses is a guy who's like on his deathbed. He's like, I remember someone says it's like most guys who are Goses, they end up dying. Now, he doesn't have a mortal wound, but he's like basically, you know, like on his way out kind of thing. Okay, he doesn't have anything that definitely says he's going to die, but basically most guys who are Goses. It's like he's on his deathbed. Now, look, not every guy on his deathbed ends up dying as soon as they live, but no specific thing that we're saying that he definitely has some sort of condition which is definitely a mortal wound, but he's goes to deshamayim. So if somehow he has some deshamayim, some natural condition which is basically rendering him like on his deathbed. So then, if that happens, right, and then you kill him, someone kills someone in that condition, so then definitely a chayev. Okay, Rashi. Goes to b'day, I'm sorry. So he says, because the guy who's a goses from through natural causes, he's like a living guy. He's like a living guy. Nothing, no action was done to him prior. He's just, the nature took its course on him. He has some sort of disease, but he's still alive. He doesn't have like a mortal wound, and no action was done to him. We'll see why that's relevant, but no action was done to him. But the only time they're talking, the only machlokas is by a guy who's a ghost, he's just like on his deathbed, based upon human actions which were done to him. Not based upon a disease or a shemayim, but rather based upon human actions. Which is like our case, Rashi. So it's talking about where the first guys hit him, they didn't make him into a trefa, they didn't give him more wound, but they basically made him like a karov lamas, made him close to death. Okay, so that's the case where you're arguing about. The first nine guys made him close to death, almost about to die, and then comes along the tenth guy and he kills him. Okay, mar midami leila trefa. One guy compares him to a trefa, and says your pater. Right, that's the Tanakama. Compares him to a trefa, and Omar midami leila goes to shemayim. Another guy compares him to a guy who's on his deathbed from natural means, in which case you're going to be chayav for killing him. Why, man, the medami of the trefa, the one who compares him to the trefa, my time alone, medami of the ghost of Bideshamayim. Why doesn't he compare him to a ghost says Bideshamayim? He looks like a ghost of Bideshamayim. Right, a guy on his deathbed from natural means. He says, ghost says Bideshamayim, lois avid be maisa. Highest avid be maisa. Because the ghost of Bideshamayim didn't do a maisa. Here, the maisa was done. So he's saying, why don't you compare him? So the one who says that the guy who's on his deathbed from, through being hit, the guy who nine guys hit, he doesn't compare him. One second. Why not compare him to a guy who's on his deathbed from Yedei Shemayim, right, who's from natural causes? Because goes to Yedei Shemayim, lo sav me maisa, hay sav me maisa. He says, by the guy who's on his deathbed from natural causes, there's no action which was done to him. But this guy who's hit by nine guys, something was done to him. So therefore you can't compare him to the regular goses. Umandam and Dami Ligos Deshamayim, and the one who compares him to goses with Deshamayim, which is a guy on his death of natural causes, my time lomatrefa, why not compare him to a trefa? Trefa mechat chisimanu, holomu mechat chisimanu. J-Fly has like a cut long or something. This Ghostface doesn't have a cut long. Okay, so what's going on? This is very complicated, right? A lot of things going on. Okay, so it's funny. So let's just summarize a little bit here. So the first the Gemara explained, you have this basic machlokas, is what happens if you in 10 guys come and hit a guy, and the 10th guy kills him. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, still alive, 10 kills him. So what it says, so the explorer Biofen explained the basic machlokas. Okay, one guy learns, call nefesh, you have to kill the whole nefesh, and here you only kill the last drop. The other guy says, no, call du nefesh, you kill any amount of nefesh you're chayav for. So therefore, even the last drop you're chayav for, fine. So you'd think that's the svara, you could define that thing. That's Rabbi Yochanan. But then Rava comes along and tries to, so to speak, tell you where the machlokas applies. And basically, there are three types of guys. Okay, that's what Rava says. There are three types of guys. There's a guy who's a trefa, three types of guys who are, so to speak, on their way out. Who are going to die, or who looks like they're going to die. There's a trefa who has a mortal wound. He has a hole in his lung. He has a hole in his brain. There's a certain type of a wound which definitely no one, it's the point of no return. Okay, it's like a wound which no one heals from. Okay, that's a trefa. Everyone agrees if you kill a trefa, you're potter. He's a dead man. Okay, then you have a guy. Then you have guys. A ghostes is someone who is on his deathbed, but he doesn't have any mortal wound. He doesn't have any particular wound which says the guy's dead. But basically, he's weak, he's decrepit, whatever it is. I think he's most guys like this die. Okay? Most guys like this die. So then it depends. If the guy is like that from some disease, some natural condition, then everyone agrees if you kill him, you're chayav. Because look, he's not dead, he's alive. So he's old and he's weak and he's going to die. Look, everyone's going to die at some point, I guess. It's not. He's so close, so he's closer. So look, he doesn't have a mortal wound, so he doesn't have anything which says that he's dead, objectively. So basically, he's still alive, just because he's old, big deal. So he's on his deathbed, big deal. If you kill that guy, definitely a chayv. Definitely a chayv for killing that guy. The question is, a guy who's in that same condition, a ghostes, but based upon a number of people hitting him, based upon a bidei adam, based upon human beings. So man hit, 9 guys hit him, and now he's in that state where he's about to die. So now, do you say that guy is akin to the trefa, the guy who's all in his lung, or do you say he's akin to the guy who's from a disease, dying from a disease, okay, from a natural disease? So one guy says you compare him to the guy who's dying from a natural disease because he's not like a trefa, because a trefa has a hole in his lung. A trefa has some sort of objective thing. This guy doesn't have anything like that. So therefore, he's like a guy who's on his deathbed from a disease and basically killed Mikhaev. And the other guy says, no. You can't compare him to a guy who's on the deathbed from a disease because the guy who's on the disease, no action was done to him. Nothing was done to him to make him in that state. But here, the action was done to him to make him in this state. The people hit him. And therefore, if you hit him, if you now kill him, you're not going to be chayef. Okay, that last step you may not understand, but it doesn't really make that much sense. I mean, on a simple pshat level, I mean, there's something difficult about it. What does that even mean? Who cares that whether an action was done to him or an action wasn't done to him? I mean, the side this is like a ghost says. The same physical condition. He doesn't have a hole in his lung, so therefore you compare him to a ghost says. Who cares whether it's done by people or done by Shemayim? Well, again, but the other side says, no, you can't compare him to a ghost says to be de Shemayim. The guy is deathbed from a natural cause. Because the natural cause, there's no action that put him in that state. But it goes to the Adam, he's in that state because people hit him. So therefore, you compare him to a trefa. The trefa guy was all in his lung. Yeah, but a trefa, no, it doesn't mean an action was done to him. Not like an action was necessarily done to a trefa either. A trefa is a guy who was all in his lung. I don't know, somehow he got it all in his lung. Doesn't mean someone hit him and did that. Right? So, well, this, I guess the question is, what's the sense to that side? And what altogether is funny is, I mean, the Gemara, like, is the Gemara explaining the machlokas here based upon limudim, or is it on svara? It's like two, like, you think like they're talking past each other. It's funny, the Tosos kind of deals with that. He says, little Tosos, Mar. He says, Afa gav dekroyu kadarshi itzurf le lani taimi. He says, even, it's not, because you may have learned some machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan is explaining it one way, and Rav is explaining it a different way. He's saying, no, that's not what he's doing. He says, even though it's learned that from Psukim, we need these reasons. So you need them both. Apparently, it's also saying you need them both. It's a combination. Okay, you need to have the reasons, and you need to have the Psukim. Okay.
The guy wouldn't be a ghost speed Adam, but he was just... I mean, he was weak after all the nine guys hit him, but he would have lived. And then the tenth guy comes and finishes him off. This is not the case we're talking about right now.
No, right. It's not talking about just a guy who was beat up and, you know, given a black eye, and then another guy comes along with, you know, a gun and shoots him or whatever.
No, what I'm saying, like...
He would have lived.
Only because the other people got him to that spot.
Yeah, only they got him to that spot. Kill him. Correct. Correct. Yeah, right. I mean, it's only because they got him there that this last blow is going to kill him.
No, but I'm saying they're not even dealing with that case. Because let's say nine guys hit him. He wouldn't have died, but now he's extremely weak now.
Then what?
Then the tenth guy comes and hits him. That blow alone would not have killed him alone. It's only because the previous guy.
It's true, but still. Still, it seems like that case he wouldn't be. It's only because he's a ghost.
Right.
Right, that's true.
So there you would be chayav.
It seems so. It's only because he's already a ghost. It's true.
And that's what we thought the original machlokas was.
Right. You mean we thought originally it was which one?
According to Rav Yochanan.
Oh, because they did it. Because they partially did it. Yeah. It's true. It seems like it's only because they made him into a ghost. Oh yeah, there's a statement here. Rove ghosts in Lemisa. Tosa says that. Rove ghosts in Lemisa. Most ghosts, the majority of ghosts die. That's the thing. It doesn't mean everyone, but Rove, apparently. Yeah, but I hear what you're saying, Chaim. Chaim's making a point. It's like, if you have, let's say, you have nine guys who hit him, and they make him very tired, very weak, and very whatever, I don't know. It caused him to lose a certain amount of blood, whatever. But he wouldn't die. If you brought him there to the hospital then and there, the guy would have been healed, no problem. But he's weak. He has half his blood or whatever. Right? But he's not like ghosts by any means. The ghost is the majority of ghosts is die. So he's not that guy. Just weak. And then comes along the tenth guy and hits him and kills him. But if he were at his original strength, if the nine guys didn't come and make him lose half his blood or whatever, then this tenth guy wouldn't have killed him. Then that's not the machlokas. Then definitely the tenth guy would be chayav. It's only because the nine guys already made him into a ghost. Right? That's what Rav is setting it up, right? So you kind of wonder why. I mean, that's part of the facts. But, I mean, you can wonder one way or another way, but I guess it has to fit with your svar. Okay, that's a good point. So what do we do with all this? I mean, it's just very busy. There's a lot of things going on here, right? All right. I'm saying let's start maybe like as a lead. It's a good idea. It seems like everyone agrees. Everyone's agreeing that by a trefa, if you kill a trefa, you're patar. And everyone agrees if you kill a goseis, b'day shemayim, the guy on his deathbed from a disease, or whatever, yachayev. Right? So might as well just at least explain those, right? See if that will help us. Maybe it will, maybe it won't, but why not? Okay? So...
Trefa has his,
Okay, so Chaim says good. This trefa is basically, it's like it's his life, his breathing. So manichias are cut. So it's basically his lifelines are cut off. So he's a mortal wound, and basically he's dead. I mean, basically, halakha, he has an objective thing which says that he can't live like this. Like, you can't live in this condition. You have a hole in your lung, or whatever it is. Okay, so the guy's basically dead. I mean, it's a matter of time. But he's in a state where the guy is a dead man because his body is such that it's not really fit for living. Right? So he's dead. Halachically, he's defined as dead. And if you kill him, you're killing a guy who's already halachically defined as dead. It's just like a waiting time. It's Mechusar's man, but he's basically dead. Halachically, you say he's considered dead. But a guy who's a ghost isn't dead. He's a perfectly good, he's a guy. Just that we could predict. He's in a certain condition. We can predict. Most people in this state die. So it's like predictive. It's not like he has any physical flaw in his body that says that he's going to die. He's just very weakened by the whatever it is. And, you know, if we had to predict the future, it looks like he's going to die. Okay, he's basically, that's what it means. What does it mean the guy's on his deathbed? Does anyone know he's a deathbed until after he dies? How do you know the guy's on his deathbed? It's a prediction. It means, it's like, he's not looking good. There's problems. What's wrong, doctor? Things are starting to fall apart. It's like a predictive. There are certain telltale signs that it's headed downhill. But that's not a trefa. A trefa is a guy with a hole in his lung. You can't live with a hole in your lung. It's just or whatever it is. So there's a hole in his brain. There's actually like a thing which no one heals from. Okay, but I think that's what the Rambam says, trefa. All doctors say no one, you can't heal from that. But this is just a prediction, but basically the guy's a chai. Just because we predict he's going to die soon, who cares? He's alive. So that's fine, that's good, right? It makes sense. So by that logic, what would you say this guy is a ghost is bidei Adam?
So like ghost is bidei Shemayim?
Right. So I mean, it's easy. I mean, it's certainly, who cares? But the reason why he's a ghost is whether he has a disease or he's been hit by people. Either way, he doesn't have any mortal wounds. So he's basically the same guy. I mean, he may even look exactly the same. I mean, what's the difference? I mean, let's say he has, usually will probably look different, but what's the difference if it's from a disease? He has some sort of a disease which makes it that we could predict that he's going to die, or people hit him and we could predict that he's going to die. Either way, it's all based upon a prediction. The guy is the same guy, he's a ghost. So why should it be that if you kill him, that you're a potter? Right? Who cares? So what is the Gemara? So what's their clue? So that's really the problem, right? Well, I mean, on the surface, that's the hard side. So why not? Why isn't he exactly the same as a ghost? As a ghost, who cares if he's b'dei Shemayim or the Adam? So the Gemara says the reason why is because in a ghost b'dei Shemayim, no action was done to him. It's just a disease. But here, action was done to him. Okay, so what? That doesn't sound like it makes any difference whatsoever. Right? I mean, that's basically as far as this line of thinking goes. I mean, now we're at a question. That's a question. What relevance does that have? Okay? And I think at this stage, you have to... Methodology isn't going to help you at this point, right? I mean, you're ready to come up with an idea, right? But now methodology maybe could say, well, maybe we should look at the other piece of the puzzle, you know? Because it seems like they're linked together. So, I mean, you could sit back and think, but there is another part of the puzzle, which is the limudim. So it seemed to be, I would think, again, a good idea to now consider the limudim and see if we could glean any insights from that and then maybe kind of put the puzzle together, you know? Seems so. I think you're probably right. That's a good way to start, though. Because that's like, you know, it gives us some more information. Yep. What Matt mentions is that it could be that the question, why is it that you're a pater by a trefa? I mean, if you're going to say that, I mean, it's true. If you're going to say the reason why you're part of the trefa is because he is a dead man, because he has a hole in his lung, then obviously you're not going to be able to say Gosis is like him. He's not. So it must be there's another way to interpret that halacha of why you're trefa, your potter. Right. Which has something to do with Maisa or something like that. I mean, it doesn't really seem to be related because by trefa, there hasn't been a Maisa which has done to him. Right? No action has been done to him. So, but you're right. It would seem at the end of the day that is right. You're going to have to come up with a theory of why the ghost says, you know, yeah, it's interesting. It could be that's partially why he doesn't say that he compares him to Trefa. It's more, or explains why he doesn't compare him to the ghost of Deshamaya. But I mean, I still have to explain the theory. It says why Trefa is Potter and why also equally, I guess, the ghost says Bidei Adam is Potter. Right. That's true. But it's a less pointed type of... I mean, I hear what you're saying. It's true. You can think about that. You could keep in mind that he's also holding... you have to also explain that not only does he hold that, you know, that because an action was done, he also holds ghosts that of a trefa is potter. You kill a trefa, you're potter. And somehow those have to be unified. So what about the limudim? We're working our way here. I mean, I think it's good to just glean insights or questions or, you know, approaches from all the facts, given that especially Tosus links them. So what do you think about these limudim? So once the limud says, besides for the strange problem that they're opposites, I mean, that's kind of a strange problem. But one says it means the whole nefesh. You only chayv if you kill the entire nefesh. So therefore, if you're the nine guys, you're not killing the entire nefesh, first nine guys helped. Whereas the other guy says, no, any amount of nefesh. And which side is easier to understand, I guess, of those? Which side is easier of those?
I guess the Chachamim, because...
Chachamim hold which way? That he's, that you're Pater. Okay, why? Why is he Pater?
Uh-huh.
Because kol nefesh.
Right, so that, like, you really have to give the death, like a full death blow. It's not like... He's already questioning, you know, he's in a certain state where he already could be in a
right.
sort of situation.
Right. But by that logic, though, but if you kill a ghost, Like this kind of is what you're saying earlier. I mean, the ghost is b'day shemayim. That's what you're saying. The same problem is that if you kill a ghost is b'day shemayim, right, from a disease, so then you're chayav. So apparently he's considered alive, and you're chayav for killing him. So he's alive. He is alive. And I have to kill the entire nefesh. I did kill the entire nefesh. He's alive, and I'm killing him. So now if he's a ghost is b'day adam, right? If he's a ghost is b'day adam, so 9 people hit him, but he's still a ghost. He's still alive. So now I'm killing him. I'm killing the whole nefesh. What do you mean I'm not killing the whole nefesh? I am killing his whole nefesh. Apparently he's alive when he's a disease. You see, apparently I'm killing the whole nefesh. So if he's still considered alive when he's a ghost, so then I am killing the whole nefesh. So it seems to be, it should just boil down to that. Because why isn't the machlokas? It's just a matter of that. Is he considered alive? Is he considered dead? And what do you need this additional limud about killing the whole nefesh or some of the nefesh? Right? It's hard to understand. And what does it even mean here? You're killing the whole nefesh, killing a part of the nefesh? Something so funny sounding about that, right? So it seems, if you say that a ghost case is alive, it would seem the easier side is to say that you're chayev. Called doing nefesh. Look, the guy's alive. Who cares if he's a ghost case, but he's alive and you're killing him. So his limud is, no. Kol nefesh. You have to kill the whole nefesh. So what does that mean, kol nefesh? Right? What does that mean?
Whenever you kill him, you take the
Yeah, whenever you kill him, you take his whole nefesh. Exactly. If he's alive, then he has his nefesh. And when you kill him, you take his life. What does that mean? You have to kill his whole nefesh. You can take half his nefesh. I mean, it doesn't seem to be possible. I mean, he's alive. He's alive. He's dead. He's dead. Yeah, I just have another question. I'm not sure if I have an answer to this question, but it's an interesting question nonetheless. Which is that normally is like, so to speak, you could ask, like, what's the default? It's like both guys have a lima to teach their position. Kol nefesh, kol du nefesh, or the whole nefesh. I mean, like, let's say you didn't have any pasuk. What would you say? Like, is there like a, the only pasuk is saying you would naturally think this comes along the pasuk and teaches you this, but yeah, here you have both guys have a pasuk. So why do both guys need a pasuk? I mean, shouldn't there be like a natural svara? Like, and then the pasuk is teaching you. It sounds like naturally I wouldn't know anything, and then the pasuk is like. I mean, I don't know, I'm just noticing that. It's like, normally it doesn't work that way. Normally, one guy has the svara, and the other guy says, oh, it comes along, a pasuk and teaches you a different. You know? It's like, it doesn't fit, it's not the normal pattern of these things. So let me just give a basic thought. Okay? And the basic thing I'm thinking about is that the question is like, this is like any amount of nefesh, right? So you could look at death, or maybe you could look at this, is there such a thing as a process of killing a guy? Okay? Or do you say that death is an instantaneous thing? Okay? Because in a pure sense of the thing, that death is instantaneous. He was alive and then he became dead. Alright? That's called du nefesh. I mean, if you're alive, you're alive. If you're dead, you're dead. It's a qualitative point. You can't kill half of a guy. There's no such thing. Right? I mean, life is a qualitative thing. There's no such thing as a guy who's half dead. I mean, people say that, but there's no such thing as really as being half dead. I mean, either you're alive or you're dead. So it seems that the 10th guy comes along and kills him. And that's it. You have to ask yourself, before the 10th guy came, was he alive or was he dead? So, well, if he had a trefa, if he had a lung broken, so then he's dead. Halachically, he's dead. And then, of course, if I kill him, I'm not chayev. If he didn't have a lung, right, all his lung, so he's alive. So now if I kill him, then I'm killing him. Then who cares what happened beforehand? The bottom line is that's the way Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira looks at it. Right? Death is like a qualitative thing. Okay? Either you're alive or you're dead. If you're alive and you kill him, then he's dead and you're chayv. Okay? You killed him. Called him an efesh. He was almost gonna die, whatever. Bottom line is, he's defined as alive. He's alive, and yichayev for kayim. What the chachamim hold is that there's such a thing as a process of killing him. I mean, often like there's such a thing as a process of death. There's so like such a thing as an attack. Right? There's an attack. Yeah. So such a thing as an attack. Okay, there's a process, like there's a group of people come to a guy and they attack him, and you'll say what killed him is this attack, this 10-step process. Now it's true, One guy did the final step of the process. The last drop killed him. But that's what he's learning is ad ishka kol nefesh, ad yaka kol nefesh. Right? That you have to kill the entire nefesh, which means is that if you look at this thing as a process of death, so you still could say, okay, there's a process, but I did the final step of the process. So maybe I should be chayev for doing the final step. But that's what the limud is saying is no. Is that you're only chayev for kol nefesh, for the entire process, not for doing the final part of the process. You say how this looks awesome? It says adi ika kol nefesh. Kol nefesh. 1 second. Like a kula nefesh, makas achron. You wouldn't say since originally the first guys helped him in the killing, therefore you wouldn't say the last guy's hit is the whole nefesh. What does it mean they helped him? It means there's a process here. There's a process of killing the guys, process of killing him, and so far as there's a process of killing him, so you wouldn't say even though the last guy did the final step, but you wouldn't say the last guy did kol nefesh, and you're only chai for the entire process. You're only chai for the entire process. So now, how do you judge whether the first guys were involved in the process of killing him? Like a Gerkes Chaim. Like, if one guy gives him a black eye and then I kill him, you know, do you say there's a process of killing him? Because one guy gave him a black eye and then I killed him? I mean, what kind of process is that? He just gave him a black eye, but I killed him. But if those guys put him in a state where he's a Gosis, so it means they didn't just, they really put him in a state where he's on the brink of death. And then I kill him. So then you'll say there's a process. They brought him to the line where he's a Gosis, and Gosis is a status. And then, I finished it off. I finished the job. So my role was finishing it off. So if they just gave him a black eye, they have nothing to do with killing. They just attacked him, and then I killed him. But if there's an idea of that, if the prior people to me put him, make him into a Gosis, which is a status, as a Gosis, Rov Gosim Lamisa, so it means he's basically on his deathbed, and now I kill him, so now I'm completing the process. But if the guy has a disease, and he's very weak and he looks like he's probably going to die and whatever, and then I kill him, you don't say that there's a process of killing him, that me and cancer teamed up and we did a process of killing him, right? Or that's not. No, then you'll say he was a weak guy, but he's still alive, and I just killed him. So I did a Maisa Rasich, I killed him. There's no, but see, a process has to be, by B'day Adam, the Ikam of the Maisa. As you're saying, is that if it's this other bay maisa, so it means they're doing a maisa and then I do a maisa, so our maisa joined together to form a process, in which case I'm the final step of the process and I'm not chayav for the final step of the process. I have to do the whole process. So you only have a process where you're dealing with human activities which are killing him. But if the guy is just in a weakened state, that's not a process where cancer kills him halfway and I kill him the rest of the way. That's cancer makes him a weak guy, but then I kill him. So then I'm chayav because I killed him. But what the Chacham, what Rabbi Yehuda Becerra doesn't buy, he holds there's no such thing as a process of killing him. And then he holds that kol du nefesh, that killing is, well, two ways to go, actually. I mean, you could say he agrees also there's such a thing as a process. But he holds kol du nefesh, that you're even chayiv for completing the process. You don't have to do the whole process. But you're chayiv for doing the final step of the process. Even within the process of killing him, there's such a thing as the finishing touch. And kol nefesh, that's his teaching, kol du nefesh means that even for completing the process, bottom line is the completion of the process is what takes him and renders him from being alive to being dead. So you chayiv even for that.
But then there's no like chiluk, no?
There's no chiluk?
If you're going to say that both hold the process.
Well, that's what I'm not sure. I mean, it's a bigger machlokas. That's what I'm not sure about. There's two ways to go. I mean, you could say that he holds no such thing as a process, that death is simply as a moment, no such thing as a process. And look, they started beating him and whatever. That's just practically. But there's no conceptual recognition of a process of killing. Right? That's one way to go. And they hold there is, so you know. You could say, right, that you could learn that way. Or you could say, you know, they both agree there's such a thing as a process. But the question is now, okay, fine, now there's a process of killing. Am I chayiv? What's the status? What happens when you do a process of killing? Are you chayiv only if you do the entire process? Or is it, do you say that that even for the final step of the process, that's what makes the process I define as killing? So this kolduhu nefesh is even a little bit of nefesh, even a little bit. I'm not sure. I want to think about that, which way to go. Originally, I was thinking that he holds no process, but I'm just thinking maybe I don't know. Maybe that's a good question. But treifa you're potter for because. Treifa you're potter for because he's about gavra ketila. Here he's not a gavra ketila. Here he's just because the process has begun. Okay, let's. There's still some questions. I mean, we have to get that other question of what's the common, like what Matt was talking about, what's the commonality between treifa and goseis now. Goes to your partner. But it seems like for two different reasons.
Goes
because he's a dead man. He goes to the other, right. Treva goes to the dead man and goes to the other because it's part of a process, you're not doing the final step. Which may or may not be a problem, but it sounds to the Gemara like he's kind of comparing them. And I don't know, I think let's see if we could just, this is the basic idea I'm thinking. I mean, I think it's, just maybe we could just go over it next time and try to get the finishing touches, see any questions, which way to go. Right, but I think basically it addresses all the issues, right? I guess also the question is, why do you need both? Why do you need the Lima and the Gosis with the Trefa? You know, like what's the role of these two things?
According to what you're saying, what would be the halacha if he wasn't a Gosis, but they why do you need to be a Gosis?
Oh, that was your question, like if they just hit him. No, because I'd say then you wouldn't say there's a process of killing him. If a guy just hits him and gives him a black eye, and then I come and cut his head off. So you don't say that that's a process of killing him.
Well, like we were saying before, he's losing a lot of blood. Yeah, you bring him to the hospital now, he's not going to die, but it's definitely...
What I'd say is that then they're not involved. Notice what makes them define this and they're in the process of killing him is that they're putting him in a state where he's on his deathbed. Otherwise, they're not killing him, they're just beating him up, but that's not killing him. Because it has to be that they're involved in the process of killing him. Because otherwise they're just attacking him, they're just giving him a little wound.
Even though your hit was really only the finishing touches from their attack.
I know, but in their own right, they have to be involved in the process. Whereas that's how the character, they're involved in killing him. So you'll say, if I make a ghost, I'm involved in killing him. It may not be realized, but at least I'm involved in the process of killing him because I'm making him into a ghost. So I'm putting him in the parsha of death. You know, now he may or may not die, but I'm involved in, it's like I'm involved in the process and killing him. But it seems like if maybe that's what I was saying. I mean, I don't know, maybe that's his point. But what he's saying is that just because you make a guy lose blood, it doesn't mean that it's a process of killing him. Because people lose blood and they live, so it's not, no one dies from that. So why is that the process of killing? You can't just say it's a process of killing because of me. I mean, what does that do with them? But they're just because of them. There's no process. He's a perfectly healthy guy or whatever. Nothing to do with that. Now I just come along and I kill him. So it's true, I needed that. But so what? I mean, I needed cancer. It just happens to be. There's no... What makes this a process is that we're both involved in death. Now, the first guy's been involved in death in his own right. So he is, because he's around the negosis.
Was the halacha if you make someone a negosis, and then they die a day later? Aren't there halachas about that, if you hit someone and they die?
Yeah. Yeah, there are halachas about that. But I don't know if... One second. I know that's a good question. The Tosafot gets into that. Why he says, why don't you say you're the guy who made him into a ghost? It should be chayef. Because he says, well, he asked that. He says, why isn't that the same thing? If you hit a guy and he would die and then he ends up dying, you're chayef. And the Tosafot brings up that issue. That's what we have to do. The top Tosafot. Because it's v'day adam. Okay, that's a good question. He doesn't exactly ask it in your form, but he's asking that. He's dealing with that issue. What about those other guys and ghosts? We have to get to that. Okay? Yeah. Al? No. Well, look like you. Cancer is if a guy becomes ill from a disease, and then I kill him, so you wouldn't say that there's a two-step process which killed him. I mean, a process means is like you have a. It's like there has to be a tzirik between the two things. So you have the different guys attacking him, so you'll say they're like things. There's a process of, well, they weaken him, make him a ghost, and then I kill him. But I mean, a natural thing, I mean, there's not a process. It's just his natural state. It's like lo sabbe me maisa. A process means it's like you have two actions, and both of these actions are part of the same process. But cancer or disease isn't an action, there's no action. It's just he's a weak guy, he's a diseased man, and then I kill him. Right, that's not a process. Needs a maisa. That's what it's saying. Without a maisa, it's not a process. Actions join together to form part of a process. But like usually, a cancer internally, there's some sort of action. But that's not a maisa in the family. Like halachically, there's no maisa. He just has a disease. Follow me? Next time, we should try to tighten this up. You know, get it all clearer, a little clearer, and I'd like to do this Tosfos of Yegosis B'Dei Adam.